USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Biden will be meeting virtually Monday night, Washington time. It will be Tuesday morning in China. According to Chinese state media, their meeting is to tell the United States to, quote, step back, end quote, on the Taiwan issue. The United States has several issues, including more openness to the origins of COVID-19 that poisoned the world. The Austrian government has started a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people to combat rising coronavirus infections and deaths in that country. The move prohibits unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities. After conducting storm damage surveys on Sunday, the National Weather Service determined 8 tornadoes touched down in the Northeast Saturday, spread across Long Island, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as a senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the recently passed bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. A scheduled signing ceremony is expected Monday.
President Biden and his advisors and cabinet members have continued to tout the big infrastructure bill that the president will be signing at a Monday afternoon ceremony at the White House, but Republicans are pointing to the U.S. economy under Biden's leadership. Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Missouri on Fox News saying,
"The American people vote with their wallet. And right now, the Democrats have control of Congress, the Senate, and the White House. And look at in the short 10 months of which that has happened, inflation is up."
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people. The systems have been taken offline. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will begin closing arguments Monday. His mother, Wendy, on Fox News over the weekend.
"I'm hoping that the outcome is what I expect, a not guilty verdict. And I hope they take that into what the outcome is going to be."
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Saturday weighed in on the trial.
"All the civil libertarians, all the liberals, all the ACLU types, the New Yorker, the New York Times, they all attacked the judge for simply applying the Constitution. These phony civil libertarians couldn't care less about due process, about free speech. All they want is due process for me, but not for thee. They're taking sides. They're cheering. They're rooting. The New Yorker, that trashy magazine, it used to be a great magazine, but under the new leadership, it's become a trashy partisan magazine. Already dubbed this guy without any evidence the American vigilante. People are picking sides, and they're picking on the judge because the judge has made some fair rulings under the Constitution. If the judge had made, with the same attitude, rulings in favor of the prosecution, the civil libertarians, the liberals, the left, the New York Times would be praising him to the sky. It's so biased. We don't have justice out there. We have partisan injustice."
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.